And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
We're the Pop Patrol. Head to the dirt.
Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need.
Worry about my posse getting jumped. Cause if we ever do, yo TB, pop the trunk.
Cause we make a pop the trunk and hit the switch.
Now act stupid, I'll pop the trunk. Now give me your boom.
Don't. Reg. Don't.
The land.
Reggie, don't do it. Don't listen to this man.
Reg,
you got to pick a side right now. You want Jacoby's side or Jalen's side?
Reg.
You can't do it again. You can't do it again.
Did I just hear Reggie Noble's voice?
We're done, Reg.
Reg, did I just hear Reggie Noble's voice?
We're done, Reg. Reg,
did I hear the late
don't
great?
Don't do it. You got to pick a side right now. You gonna listen
voice.
To Jalen? You gonna listen to Jacoby? Which one? If you play the intro again,
did I hear
we
the
got
late
problems.
Great MC Breed's voice?
Jalen, yo,
did I hear the
don't
beat
do it.
Nuts?
Jalen and Reggie, don't you dare do this.
Did I hear Uncle
don't
Chuck D and Flavor?
Just don't do it.
Did
don't
I hear the dopest intro
you
in the game?
You already heard it. You heard it.
Start the intro again, Red. Let's
don't
get
do
this
it.
Party started.
Don't do it. Don't, I'm leaving.
And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need.
When the pop the trunk, head to
dirt. Worry about my posse getting jumped. Cause if we ever do, yo TB, pop the trunk.
Cause we make a pop the trunk and hit the switch.
Now act stupid, I'll pop the trunk. Now give me your boom.
Since we IG Interactive and my brother David Jacoby is so very mad that Reg restarted the dopest intro in the game, I'll do what I like to do anyway. I just talk to the people.
He is Jalen Rose.
What up, Doe?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on, you got something in your nose, left nostril. The cool check-in. Center stage on the mic. I think it's hair, actually.
It's the new style.
I'm David Jacoby. What do we do?
We got a people. What they want.
Jalen Rose.
What up, Dow?
The people of Mexico City got what they wanted. They got a Monday Night Football game, but they saw a gentleman by the name of Philip Rivers, who has more children than I do, throw four interceptions. I'm going to say it again. He threw four, not one, not two, not three, but four interceptions. And he just so happens to be a free agent next year. He could get franchise tagged. He could sign a new deal. But I'm going to go on wax and say this. And you know what? I overreact. I'm part of the media. This is the last year we will see Philip Rivers in a Chargers jersey. Do you think that is fair to say?
I'm going to be one human being in the media that actually compliments him, and it's based off of something you just said. Anytime you have more loving children and you can throw interceptions in the game, that's the most important thing in life.
He tried to throw more. He only had four. He tried to throw some more. He tried.
I agree with you. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame one day, and it happens to the best of them. Eli Manning, who was in the same draft class, got benched for Daniel Jones, who trademarked Danny Dimes.
Yep.
Ben Roethlisberger is dealing with some injuries right now and basically probably going to miss the rest of the season. So as an older quarterback, we sometimes look at Tom Brady and we look at Drew Brees.
Not fair.
And we forget that they're the exception.
It's not fair to look
not
at those
the
people.
Rule.
Yeah, it's not fair to just say, oh, Tom Brady did it. Oh, Vince Carter did it. It's not fair.
Absolutely. And it's unfortunate really for their team because people continue to applaud the talent that they have on their roster. Yet the quarterback play this year, unlike a lot of previous years, is costing them an opportunity to meet
their
goals.
Well, they have young talent at running back, young talent at wide receiver, young talent at tight end. They need young talent at quarterback. I think this will be the last year we see Philip Rivers in a Chargers jersey. And I'm going to say this. I don't like to pile on. Oh, wait, I do like to pile on. Let's watch Philip Rivers try to throw a block. Sometimes quarterbacks get out there and block. And sometimes it ends up looking like this. Look at Philip Rivers leading the charge. Up, oh, whoop. Jalen Rose, if you put on shoulder pads and a helmet, could you throw a better block than that? Look at this.
No. I've decided a long time ago, after eighth grade, I don't want to play a sport where human beings are as strong as they could possibly be, as much testosterone, as filled with as much testosterone as possible, running as fast as they can, hitting other individuals as hard as they can, and the play isn't over until the ball is down.
Can I do another media thing and overreact? They won the game, but Patrick Mahomes didn't look the same. This Mahomes, this season, since he's been back, hasn't looked the same as last season. Am I taking it too far by saying that I'm a little concerned about Patrick Mahomes?
Well, they don't have the balance that they used to have. I've been talking to you about this the entire season. Their run game doesn't fear anybody. No. Williams ran the ball well yesterday, but overall as a unit, it hasn't been something that scares the opponent. So now all of a sudden, you can key more on their pass game.
Yep.
And Tyreek Hill left the game with a hamstring injury. Travis Kelce still caught a touchdown. I still believe that Patrick Mahomes is an exciting and dynamic young quarterback. And I don't think that yesterday defines his season. I think he's going to still have those outstanding reigning MVP caliber games that you're looking forward to.
I'm going to also say something else. Mexico City, wonderful city. My wife has been there multiple times.
What's up with the field?
Let's get the field right. Y'all can't get a field right? Let's get the field right. This was the story last year. Remember last year this was the story? Like, y'all had 364 days to get the field right. Get the field right.
But I got to say something else to the NFL, playing games in Europe in particular. The NFL is an American sport. Just own it.
It ain't going to work. Yeah.
It's an American sport.
They're looking at the NBA, like, this is going international. It's right. It's not going
to
happen.
And if you want to challenge me on this, I want you to tell me the best international players in the NFL, and then I'll tell you the 500 great NBA players that are international performers.
One of the great NBA players played last night, and that is a gentleman by the name of Paul George. Did not get 30 points from him like they did in the previous two games, but they did get a game winner from PG. PG against the Thunder had 18 points, but those Los Angeles Clippers were again without a gentleman by the name of Kawhi Leonard. This is now because of a knee contusion. Contusion is a fancy word for a bruise. How concerned should Clippers be about Kawhi's health?
After a firestorm of Kawhi missing a couple of games earlier in the season, I told you a couple of words that were going to be erased from the NBA lexicon. Rest and load management.
If you're going to load manage him, you wouldn't sit him out in multiple games in a row, though. See what I'm saying?
Any time you're an athlete, you're going to have nicks and bruises. Any time that you physically assert yourself, you're going to have things that are bothering you at some point of the season that just comes with the territory. I agree with you, though. For him to miss three straight games while Paul George has returned does tell me something that may be a bigger issue for them down the line.
Yeah.
But let's not act like Ja Morant, who's been terrific this year, hasn't missed a game during load management.
He did.
And he's 19 years old.
So did Kristaps. Well, I don't know. I think this is a legitimate injury. I think Kawhi is legitimately injured. I think that his knee and his left leg has not been the same for 2 or 3 years. And
I
saw it during the playoffs. You watched him hobble around the playoffs. We all remember him winning the championship, but we forget him hobbling around, especially in the 76ers series.
Correct.
Like, I feel like he might not be right.
Kawhi's situation to me is, and Adam Silver said this, it's more recovery. When you had an injury the way he did that forced him to play 9 games a couple of years ago, and then you come back from that injury, it's understandable that you're going to miss 21 games that season. It just so happened that they won the championship. But that don't mean the injury has gone
away. Yeah. Well, I hope Kawhi gets better because he's one of the best players in the league. And
but can I say one more thing about this?
No, it's really important. Jaylen.
For the product of the NBA to continue to grow the game, it's really important for the players to take the regular season important. When you start to diminish the meaning of a Wednesday night game in November, your paying customers are going to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need that.
If you don't care, we don't care. It's that simple. Well, it happened again. James Harden had 36 points last night. But not only that, a gentleman by the name of Russell Westbrook, who often gets overlooked, had 28 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists. Jaylen. They are now at 11-3. The Rockets are 11-3. Is it fair to say that the Harden-Westbrook experiment is working?
It is working, and uniquely, because normally you want your best players to be in concert with one another.
Yes.
Like you see with LeBron James and Anthony Davis. They take in turns. But yes, it's still an effective way for both of those guys to be productive. But the thing that you didn't say that's more important for the Houston Rockets, that Clint Capella had 20-20 vision in that game.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're going to need. I always look at his stat line. Because now when you're able to get that perimeter firepower from those guys, James in particular shooting his jump shots, Russell playing mid-range, both of those guys driving, you're going to need something on the baseline. Clint Capella has to be that guy, grabbing boards, blocking shots, and finishing at the hoop.
Another thing is they've won eight straight. Eric Gordon's out.
Eric Gordon's out.
Without Eric Gordon, people forget Eric Gordon. Like, Eric Gordon can give you 30 points in a game, and he's done so in the playoffs before. And I feel like they're missing a piece, and they still won eight straight.
So as you acknowledge missing a piece, let me just say something to a microphone before he ever plays a game. We can't blame the woes of the Portland Trailblazers on Carmelo Anthony, because I know how this works. Okay, he's going to join the team. He's an older player. He's going to have moments where he struggles. Yep. He's going to have moments where he's really productive. This team is missing their big guy, Nurkic. Just like what I said with Houston. At some point, when you're so very perimeter-oriented, you're going to play the percentage game. And your best perimeter shooter is going to shoot 40 to 45% in most cases. And so now you need that balance they're not getting from Nurkic. So now when you bring back Carmelo Anthony, people are going to say, well, we thought that he was going to make them win. He's not there, quote-unquote, to make them win. He's there to be a productive member of their rotation. Anthony Simons is balling. I like what I've seen out of him as a young player. But Carmelo Anthony isn't there necessarily and won't change the Portland Trailblazers' issues.
It is time for News That Matters. Gentlemen, some very important news. A gentleman by the name of Dave Chappelle, one of the greatest to ever do it, was at Lakers practice. And I want you to take a look at what he was doing. Quinn Cook was giving him some pointers on a step back. See Quinn Cook giving a little step back pointers? What do you think, after watching this footage of Dave Chappelle at Lakers practice, practicing a step back, does Dave Chappelle have game?
All I know is, you know you're an all-time great comic when I just see you on the screen and start smiling and laughing.
Of course.
Because you've given me so many great memories and jokes and classic skits.
You know you are cool when you can wear a sleeveless button-up and still be cool. Like, he's like, you know what should I wear to Lakers practice? A sleeveless button-up, maybe some pants. Why not? And also, the step back didn't look good. But I will always remember this. Game. Blouses.
I like what you did there.
I will always remember him for having game.
Shout out to Quinn Cook playing quality minutes for the Lakers.
I like Quinn Cook. I've always liked Quinn Cook when he was in the Warriors. You know what? I think it's time to get the people what they want. Let's get it, Reg. Jill and I are passionate about a lot of things. Football, basketball, our families, Lobster, LaMelo Ball, Lance Stephenson, Nas Carter. One thing we're both really passionate about is sneakers. Jalen's living the Puma life, but man, when I was coming up, I think people that get older and they're passionate about sneakers really just want the stuff they couldn't have when they were coming up. I had some Payless fake Nikes. I remember I used to get one pair of basketball sneakers every season. I'd get them at the beginning of the season. I had Avias one year. No one remembers Avias. Shout out to Avias. Well, here's the thing. Now the sneaker game has changed. Got a little money. I buy all the things I want. Not all of them. Sometimes they're too expensive, but sometimes they're fake too. And here's the thing. If you're buying sneakers online, there's more than a coin flip's chance that the shoe you're looking at is fake. How can you make sure it's real? By using GOAT.com. GOAT.com is the safest way to buy and sell authentic sneakers online. They're the largest marketplace in the world for authentic Yeezys, Jordans, and over 600,000 sneaker listings. If there's a holy grail in your mind that you want and you're a kid that you want, I bet it is on GOAT.com. And they made the whole process so easy and trustworthy. They do this by accepting only sellers with the best reputation and by verifying every single sneaker that they sell. So you know when you use GOAT.com, you are getting real sneakers that you paid for. Every detail is inspected from all the shoes. The stitching, the weight, the size, the color, everything. GOAT certifies that every pair of sneakers matches the exact factory specifications. With over 500,000 sneakers on the platform and 10 million users, you won't find a better place for verified 100% authentic sneakers anywhere else. And here's the thing. You can find the perfect 100% authentic sneaker at GOAT.com/JJ. Support our show. I know you don't want sneakers. I know you want to use GOAT.com. So don't just go to GOAT.com. Go to GOAT.com/JJ. It makes a difference for us. We really appreciate you using that. It's important. So next time you're thinking about buying some sneakers, you don't want to go to the store. You know they're not going to be in the store. They will be on GOAT.com/JJ. Jalen Rose, it is now time to start taking Luka Doncic seriously as an NBA superstar. He is averaging more points and more assists than anyone in the history of the NBA has at 20 years old. I'm all in on Luka Doncic being a top 10 player in the league. Disagree with me, I dare you.
I'm not disagreeing with you. And the thing that I appreciate, he plays in all phases. In this era of analytics, if you notice, yes, he'll shoot the three off the catch or off the dribble in half court or in transition. Mm-hmm. But he also plays mid-range. You back up off of him, he'll shoot that 15 to 18 footer.
Oh, yeah.
He'll snake dribble underneath the basket to find teammates. He grabs boards. And he plays with a level of tenacity and with a chip on his shoulder that I appreciate for a player so very young. I know it may sound like a surprise, especially in the Western Conference for such a young player, but he's a definite all-star.
Oh, for sure.
Definite all-star.
6 triple-doubles this season, Jalen Rose. And you remember when he was coming out of the draft, you know what they called him? Unathletic. And he's just like, you know who else is unathletic? Larry Bird. You know, it's like I'm doing it. Like,
well, you know who else is considered unathletic? Steve Nash,
yeah.
Who also played in Dallas. When I see him and Kristaps play, and I'm pretty sure Mark Cuban probably feels the same way, it's almost like a version of Nash, but when he was in Phoenix, and Kristaps a version of Dirk when he was playing as an MVP, except he has both of these guys pre-prime.
Yes.
Pre-prime.
Yes.
Kristaps is 24. Luka's 20. What an amazing dynamic duo they built in Dallas.
42 points yesterday, Jalen Rose. 42 points.
Easy, though. It's easy work. It don't look like he's going hard for those.
We will be watching Luka Doncic get triple-doubles in 10 years.
I'm going to watch him play.
It will be the year 2029, and we'll be watching Luka Doncic get triple-doubles in the NBA.
He got a chance to average a triple-double.
That's what Mark Cuban has with the Mavericks. I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. They will win a championship in the next 3 years. This team will win a championship in the next 3 years with Luka and Kristaps, and they will rebuild the pieces around them. Remember where you heard it first? Jalen and Jacoby. The Suns have been one of the surprising stories of the season so far, but they were no match for the visiting Celtics, and Jason Tatum led the way with 26 points and 11 rebounds. Jason Tatum, remember he had that one bad game, we were all talking about him? He's averaging 20 points. This Celtics team is legitimate. Do you think that they are the best team in the Eastern Conference?
So there are two different styles. And by the way, I want to caution fans and media on something.
What's that?
And I'm glad we don't do that on this show.
I probably do whatever you're about
to say. Let's not talk about postseason awards in the NBA.
Oh, now?
In the NFL, yeah. We can talk about, okay, Lamar's going to be
sure,
possibly
there's only,
the MVP.
There's only 16 games.
But when you see an NBA analyst, and right now at this point of the season, they're talking about who's going to win MVP, that's lazy. You should just change the channel. Boop. For Jason Tatum, as a young player, they keep the floor open. So I think once the postseason comes, their size could be – their lack of size and productivity could be an issue when you go against Embiid and Horford, when you go against Greek Freak and Lopez.
Yeah.
But in the regular season, especially, the Boston Celtics style is tailor-made for it. Kemba can get it in all phases and doesn't necessarily have to be so ball dominant. Jaylen Brown got his new contract. He's comfortable with his game and his role. Smart is their best passer, believe it or not.
Great defender.
He's also
too.
A great defender. And they're going to get Gordon Hayward back at some point. So it's great to see Tatum flourish and keep a fresh cut at all times.
Sometimes there's a piece of video that needs in-depth analysis, so you and I need to go to the table. Samir Dowdy had 20 points last night against Colgate, but none were bigger than this three. I want you to watch these 3 points. Look at that. Cross, skirt, yanked it back, and then went back with a step back, turned around before the ball went in. Jalen, here's my question for you, though, about Samir. If the defender trips over someone else or steps on someone else's foot, did you still make them fall?
In today's climate, they still look at that as breaking somebody's ankle, still
see,
get the oohs and ahs, and you still got to knock down the shot. And he's playing for Bruce Pearl, my guy. I like how he knew that it was good. He celebrated it before it went in. You know that if I could shoot in college, I would be doing things like that with my attitude.
I just feel like if the defender trips over someone else's foot, then you didn't make him fall. You did not make him fall. You need to make him fall by yourself without them touching another human being.
So you're missing the entire point of it.
What?
The point is that they fail, period. It doesn't matter how they fail. Now, the key is you got to make the shot.
But he turned
and
around.
He did
look
make
at him,
the
look
shot.
Look at him turn around.
I love the confidence.
Watch him turn around.
Before it even went in.
Look at him turn around before it went in.
I love that confidence.
I love it
so very much.
I love this piece of tape. We can do the rest of the show on this piece of tape. The Timberwolves were without Andrew Wiggins, who's had a great start to the season, but that didn't mean that they can't beat the Jazz because a gentleman by the name of Carl Anthony Towns hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, six, seven threes from Carl Anthony Towns, ended up with 27 points. Jalen Rose, the 29 points. I've been corrected. The Timberwolves have had a good start to the season. Do you think that they will end up this way as the season progresses?
I appreciate the growth and the maturity of Carl Anthony Towns and the mean streak that he's now playing with. I think earlier in his career, he fell victim sometimes to being too buddy-buddy on the floor and not really going at the opponent like they were the enemy. Now he's doing that. And seeing him play at Detroit up close and personal and watching this game against Rudy Gobert, who's probably the best rim protector in the league. But against Carl Anthony Towns, you got to get out that zone.
Let me tell you something, though. I can turn anything into a negative. If you're Carl Anthony Towns, you have seven threes. How many points is that?
21.
And you only end up with 29? Come on, man. Like, you got to get some points some other ways, too.
But, in watching the game, though, you got to think about it like this. That now opens up driving lanes for other perimeter players. Wiggins is having a really good season. Mm-hmm. It's bringing Rudy Gobert away from the basket, which is Utah's calling card defensively. And anytime you could go to Utah and get a win against a team that's a projectile second-round playoff-caliber team based on their talent, it says something for Minnesota and their growth. And when we talk about the lower part of the playoff picture in the West, they're starting to put themselves in that conversation.
It's wide open. Jalen Rose, we went to the Nets game last night. Thank you so much. You invited me. I was your plus one, as I am in many places. And I will say this. You asked me a question while we were sitting there that I had never heard before. It was very difficult to answer. What was that question?
Who are the two best players on the floor?
I couldn't even do it. It was the Nets against the Pacers. Kyrie was out. Victor Oladipo was out.
KD's out.
You said, who are the best two players on the floor? Like, we ended up with, like, Dinwiddie and Sabonis is where we ended up. The Pacers did get a win, but we need Kyrie Irving back on the floor. He missed two straight games. He's got a shoulder problem. How much do you think this could linger for the Nets?
Well, this is not good for the Nets because Caris LeVert is also out potentially the next 4 to 6 weeks. And when you sign Kyrie Irving and KD in the same offseason, understanding KD's going to miss the year, you at least want to grow, show a level of growth and build on what happened last year. Mm-hmm. The 42-40 team that was happy-go-lucky, dancing on the sideline, yep, celebrating their success. Now they have expectations. I really like Dinwiddie as a player. For the Pacers, you got to get the Holiday brothers a lot of credit. They both scored 20-plus in the same game. So Indiana, that's a big-time role win. And people need to start putting some respect on Nate McMillan's name.
They do.
Doing a terrific job coaching
Danny
that team.
Danny Green did this on Monday night. It was after a free throw. LeBron got the ball, missed a three. Danny Green dunked the ball, right? Impressive. He's known as a shooter and as a defender. He's now a champion. He won championship with the Raptors. But then he followed up with this tweet. Wait till you see this. He said on Twitter, catch one dunk and get drug tested. Hashtag surprise, surprise. Jalen Rose, do you think they saw him dunk and were like, you know what? Something might be going on. We got to send somebody over there.
Yeah, absolutely. He got some hops going all of a sudden. Yeah. We got to test this guy.
Jalen, what's it like getting tested? You've been tested, the surprise test. What's it like? Who knocks on your door? Where are you? At the hotel? You at the game? How's it work?
Well, it happens when you get to the arena usually, or when you get to practice, because they don't want you to have time to prepare. They don't want you to have time to leave. And so Danny caught a big time dunk and it's like, seriously? Now y'all want to drug test me? It's like that?
The Jalen and Jacoby podcast is presented by Goodyear. Drive always discovers possibilities. Goodyear, more driven. Jalen and Jacoby went to the game last night, had a great time, front row, but we start with some important investigations that we have some results from.
You got a Jalen and Jacoby exclusive investigation?
Reggie, hit the Too Hot for TV.
Too Hot for TV.
Okay, yesterday we spoke about a young lady, performer named Tiana Trump.
A professional.
And she was looking for some money that she felt she was owed. And she tweeted, at Oklahoma City Thunder, your player needs to pay me my money. Young woman that works at the Seaport by the name of Samantha DeWig.
Shout out to Sam. We just had a great basketball conversation.
Samantha DeWig has done some research on this very important topic, this investigation, this exclusive information you can only get in Jalen and Jacoby. There is one person that follows Tiana Trump on Instagram, that plays for the Oklahoma City Thunder. What? There's one person on the Oklahoma City Thunder that Tiana Trump follows.
What? Uh-oh.
Now, I'm not saying that this person owes Tiana Trump money, but I'm saying it's very, very, very likely that this is the person.
Well, I know who it isn't.
Nick Collison?
Nope.
It's not Chris Paul.
Nope.
It's not Danilo Gallinari.
Nope.
It's not Dennis Schroeder.
Nope.
No. It's not Diallo.
I know it ain't Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
No,
guy.
Not our guy, SGA.
It ain't him, for sure.
You know what? I might not even say their name.
What?
Let me just say this. There is one person that plays for the Thunder that follows Tiana Trump on Instagram, and she follows back, and he still hasn't unfollowed her since this thing started.
And
you gotta unfollow that.
For those that don't know, hey, just so you know, I actually did some investigating yesterday.
No, you didn't. I know you, dog. You didn't do any investigating.
I'm gonna tell you what I did.
What'd you do?
I went to Tiana Trump's Twitter handle.
No.
And you know what I discovered?
I don't want to know what you discovered there.
You want to know what I discovered?
I don't want to know, Jalen. Stop.
She's a serious performer.
Jalen, stop.
Yep.
Serious performer.
Stop. So, I will not say their name. But I will say this. If you listen to the show and you follow this sort of information as closely as we do, you just have to do a couple quick searches and you will find out who plays for the Thunder that also follows her on IG that she follows, which means they can direct message each other, which means that they could create a rendezvous situation, which means that the rendezvous situation could lead to her feeling like she's owed some money.
Don't say his name yet, because I got to ask you.
I'm not going to say his name, period. I would never do that.
Okay.
I would, but I'm not going to do it today.
You're just in a good mood because you got a great haircut? So I got to ask you a question. It's really important.
All right, go ahead.
If she added your team and outed you about potentially owing her money.
Unfollow, real quick. Unfollow,
would you unfollow?
Immediately.
Yep.
By the time I was done reading the sentence, I would unfollow real quick.
Yep.
So that means this is a young guy. That's what that tells me. I've been around this game since 1973. I was born into the game. This guy has not performed over 4 years in the league.
Mm-mm. Rookie contract.
Gotta be.
Rookie contract.
Gotta be.
Rookie contract.
Gotta be.
Rookie contract.
What's his initials?
I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that.
I'm gonna look after the show.
You already know.
I'm gonna look after the show.
You already know. Listen, I know you don't prepare for talks, but this topic we actually did prepare for. We talked about this one already.
Shout out to Samantha for getting us that information.
Also shout out for Christine to give me a haircut. Jalen Rose was very concerned about not having a haircut
shout
today.
Out.
I was with you last night. We had dinner. We went to the game.
Great dinner.
Great time.
Great dinner.
Great dinner.
We had like five courses.
More.
We ate good.
More. We ate so much.
We dined.
And so well. Too much money. Too much money. Too much money. If it's over $150 a person, you ate too much.
Yep.
Or drank too much.
We ate so much that I'm still full. I had a small breakfast today. I'm still full from last night. I remember waking up and I wasn't hungry when I woke up. And I'm like, why am I not hungry?
All I know is the Pacers waxed the Nets, too.
It wasn't even close. It wasn't even worth watching.
The Holiday Brothers was out there balling. Do you know that's the first duo of brothers scored 20 points together in a basketball game?
Morris Twins
in
never
NBA
did that.
History.
Morris Twins never did that.
Not on the same team at the same time.
Interesting. I'm trying to think.
And I want to do this on our show one day.
We're on the show right now.
I want to do this on our show one day.
Okay. I don't like it when you do this. These are things that you should talk about in meetings if you ever came to the meetings. So don't do it on wax. Like, you brainstorm ideas for the show on the show.
Because I like to do the show on the show, not the show in the meeting.
Okay.
There's a thing called rehearsal. And I want you to hear my jokes and I want you to hear my analysis once, not five times in a meeting and twice on a show.
Okay.
What we should do is we should acknowledge, we should do analysis of how many brother combinations are in professional sports. How many father-son combinations are in professional sports?
A lot of father-sons.
There are a lot.
A lot of father-sons. And mother-daughter, what about that?
Same thing.
What about mother-daughter?
Same thing. JaVale McGee, for example. And Pam McGee.
Yeah. This is not gender specific.
No question.
How many family relationships there are in sports?
Shout out to JC.
Yo, JC moving the camera. He didn't want us to talk about him. JC, he didn't want us to talk about him. He didn't want us to.
My bad, JC.
No, he's making everything better though. Look, this is much too wide before. Great job. If you follow Jalen on Instagram, Jalen versus everybody.
What up, dope?
Or you can follow him on Twitter.
Shout out to Detroit for coming with the versus everybody movement. You know, I see people with the verse the world.
That one?
No, we ain't claiming
that
we own it.
You claiming that one?
We owning that.
Okay.
We owning it.
I did see Detroit versus everybody first.
Okay.
That's the first time I saw it.
Okay.
That's the first time I saw it.
Okay.
So Jalen versus everybody. Who are you against now?
Everybody. It's me against the world, baby. Me against the world.
We got time for one voicemail. Tomorrow is Women's Wednesday.
Hey, ladies!
So if you call 985-80-JALEN, ladies, right now, if you're listening to this, right now, pick up your phone, call 985-80-JALEN. So, Reggie has mutinized. He took over Tuesdays.
I love it.
Reggie took over Tuesdays with no conversation with Jalen or Jacoby or anybody that works on the staff. He's decided that Tuesday is international college.
It's ownership.
So if he's really about that international caller life, he's going to have an international caller course on right now. Let's see what you got, Reg.
Hey, Jalen. Hey, Jacoby. What's up? This is Ali from Iran. Shout out, Reg, international caller. So I was listening to a previous pod, and you guys were talking about fortune telling. So in my country, this is a very common thing, and people usually do it using tea or Turkish coffee. And speaking from experience, most of the time, they are actually legit. So my question is, do you think fortune tellers actually can see the future and tell you stuff, or do they just tell you stuff, and you in your mind just get motivated to go and actually do them? All right, appreciate the time. Peace.
Thank you for being about that life, Reg.
First of all, big shout to Reggie. Because I was trying, you know what?
He tried to set you up for failure,
I was trying to set you up for failure. I'm not going to lie. I was trying to set you up for failure, Reg. I'm not going to lie. I really was. I really didn't think that you had an international caller on this Tuesday.
And the caller acknowledged that they were an international caller.
I believe his name is Alec. He's from Iran. Big shout out to Iran going through things.
Yes.
And I want to say this. His question, do you think fortune tellers are legitimate? I'm going to answer it very succinctly.
Okay.
I think 90% of them are full of it.
Yeah.
But those 10%, there are some legitimate people that legitimately have special intellectual powers that we do not possess. There are special people out there that really can intuitively see and feel your energy and tell you the future. I believe that.
I think that percentage of people probably rival the number of individuals that are able to do magic.
See, I don't really believe in magic.
Nope.
I've been in a hotel room with Muhammad Ali and he was doing magic tricks.
Those are tricks. That's not magic. They're tricks. They're tricky.
And so,
have you ever been to a fortune teller? You ever had your palm read?
You ever seen David Blaine?
Yes.
You think he's real?
Nope. Yeah,
as a performer.
About that. Yeah.
He's
so creepy.
There are certain special people that do magic.
Yes.
And in my opinion, they do fortune telling. But the other 98%
exactly.
of them,
yeah,
not gonna be able to do it.
It's like astrology. Like you can switch out the name of the sign, and it's all gonna apply to you.
Correct. And it's so general.
Yeah.
It's like
you're going through some trouble right now.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know it's going to be hard to get through
it. There's going to be some tough times at the job.
Okay.
Your family's going to deal with some things health-wise.
But you're going to get through it. It's true for every single person.
Yes.
But
you're dealing with some things.
There are some people like David Blaine that'll creep you out. Do you know back in the day when I was younger and handsomer and had a goatee, people thought I looked like David Blaine?
Really?
Yeah.
Should bring back the goatee.
No way. You gotta be a cornball to have a goatee. It's 2019.
Oh, like
you gotta be a real cornball. You gotta be a real cornball to have a goatee in 2019. Come on now.
Two things I wanted to do when I was little. Make it to the NBA and grow a goatee.
How's your beard coming in?
True story.
How's your beard coming
in? I cannot grow a beard. I have never shaved. And people swear I'm lying.
It's insane. I just don't understand.
I don't own a razor. I've never shaved.
Jalen Rose always has a fresh cut. Always has a trimmed up goatee.
Yep.
And
it grows like that.
Always wears a tie. Doesn't know how to shave or tie a tie. You really can't tie a tie. If I hand you a tie, you wouldn't know how to tie it.
It wouldn't be great.
Would you know how to do it?
I can do it.
I'll get a tie right now. You looked a lot. You looked away. I got a tie in my locker. I'll get a tie.
Done. Done.
Do I really have to go? I'm lazy, dog. I really have to go do this?
Done. Yeah, go ahead. I'll get some cultural or regionals to talk to the
stand
people.
By.
Shout to Miss Peach.
Shout out.
Shout to Realist Rocket, Black Lions 12,
shout
Spoon
out.
M214, Chris Sprinkler,
shout out.
Sean Lane. We appreciate the support of the people. You can't be a show that claims to give the people what they want and never acknowledge them.
Nope.
Jalen Rose, I want to see if you know how to tie a tie. I really don't think you do.
This is really serious.
I want you to cut this where it puts on social.
You never get up from the show unless you really are passionate about something.
I'm out of breath.
Wow. You want to test your brother like that? Come on, man. You know how to tie a tie, G? It ain't great. I don't know how to tie one.
Oh, you getting there.
I'm from the D. Man, I know how to do a Windsor.
Oh, you're getting there.
Come on, man. We taking credit for that, too.
Oh, yeah, you're good. Oh, yeah, you're fine.
Come on, dog.
Okay, you do know how to tie.
You don't underestimate.
So why you got other people tying your ties?
Because they do it better.
So why you got other people tying your ties?
I'm about perfection.
That ain't perfection.
I know.
You ain't about perfection. That ain't it.
What about perfection?
That ain't it.
It look like the Three Stooges at the bottom. But I just wear a three-piece and you won't even see that.
I'm happy for you. I also want to give a big shout out to Alec for calling from Iran. So I guess Tuesdays are international holidays. I guess this is what's happening now. We didn't have a meeting about it. We didn't talk about it, but I guess this is what's happening now.
Reg has ownership of the program. If he wants Tuesday to be International Day, it's so International Day.
All right, so we're going to need some more international callers. So international, we call international callers people that live in the domestic United States, that are from somewhere else originally, or people that live somewhere else, or people that used to live in the domestic United States that now live somewhere else and then tethered to Jalen and Jacoby to keep in touch.
Yep.
So all podcast listeners are going to, they're terrible news.
If you've been rocking with this podcast
for 8 years, I have really bad news for you. JC and Taylor, some of the techs that work at this place, some brilliant, excellent professionals. Do you know what they just said to Jalen Rose, which is going to ruin our podcast for years to come?
What?
Do you know what they just said to you?
What?
When you give shout-outs to the people that are watching, the comments really go up. What? We've noticed engagement goes up when you give shout-outs. So now you're going to hear Jalen Rose literally talk to four people that are listening. There'll be four people happy. There'll be 400,000 upset. One of those 400,000 upset, David Jacoby. So go ahead. Give me shout-outs. Go ahead. Just go ahead.
Shout out to Oatmeal.
Yeah, great. Shout out to Oatmeal.
Jackson.
Now we're giving breakfast food shout outs. That's what we're doing. Shout out to Oatmeal. Also shout out to cereal. Also shout out to eggs.
John Mazurek.
Shout out to smoothies, protein shakes. What else are we going to shout out?
We got to give the people what they want,
man. No, the people don't want this, Jalen.
That's the only way to do it.
Shout out to Kayla Johnson. Shout out to Kayla Johnson. The greatest
My sister, that just so happens to do social media and be the best in the game.
The greatest in the game.
Whatever they paying her, they should just tear up her contract and pay her double
Kayla
right
Johnson
now.
Kayla Johnson is so good at her job, she graduated from Jalen and Jacoby. She used to do our clips. She graduated. Doesn't even deal with our show anymore.
You take pride in people coming on
the
show.
I don't know what she's doing here. She's probably here because she wants me to pay for lunch again. That's probably what she's doing here. Because she knows we're about to wrap up. Listen, I just want to say, I want to apologize to all of our listeners. Because you're going to have to listen to Jalen Rose shout out random people over and over and over
and
again.
And I love that.
There is nothing.
Rob Archer, what up, though?
If you've been rocking with us for years, you know you used to do this when you had YouTube. Remember you used to do this?
Used to get so many. Like, I want people to understand something.
I want you to understand something.
David Jacoby is a consummate professional.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
He doesn't want to deviate from the plan in any way, shape, or form that he prepared since 6:30 this morning.
Yo, I'm up at 6:30 preparing a show. We're in the middle of talking about James Harden. What do you want to talk about? Carmelo Anthony. Just out of nowhere. Oh, well, Carmelo Anthony, when he's on the Blazers, I just want everybody to know. Dog, we do topic bars. We have BOs. We have SOTs. We have a full plan. And what do? Derail? Just derail Revis the whole thing.
Speaking of that, it's topic that we have not discussed.
Hobbits. Hit it, Reg. Speaking of the Hobbits.
Let's talk about LeBron James for a second.
Something that we have not discussed I want to get your take on.
I probably don't want to discuss it. If it's not in the plan, I don't want to discuss it.
I want to discuss
I
want to discuss the end of the Pittsburgh Steelers in the Cleveland Brown football
What
game.
Is this, last Friday?
Yes.
Yo, it's a bit...
I haven't talked about it on wax.
It's not my fault. You're taking days off. We talked about me. Chanae talked about it.
So
where's Chanae? I'm going to call Chanae. I'm going to get Chanae on the phone. You can talk about whatever you want.
So let me just give my two cents on it.
Hey.
The end of the game has happened. Miles Garrett roughs the passer unnecessarily.
He does.
They fall to the floor.
Yep.
They fall to the field.
the quarterback, Mason Rudolph, decides he wants to take his helmet off. Tries to take his helmet off.
Really does.
So let me just say this to this microphone. Myles Garrett started it.
Did he though?
He got the roughness penalty. That starts it. However, Mason Rudolph severely progressed it when he tried to remove his helmet. And as somebody that has been in fights, as somebody that's smart enough to know when I'm outnumbered to run from fights, and as somebody that just doesn't want to get punched in the face in any way, shape, or form for any reason, just like anybody else, if you're smart, you pick and choose your battles. That's what life is, right?
Here's what I have to say about this whole incident. There's an old adage. Don't start none.
Won't be none.
That's all I have to say about that.
Okay. So now, for example, when you approach somebody, say, with a weapon, and then the person takes the weapon from you, the person now uses that weapon almost like a trophy. We talked about this, like Caesar. Or any Roman character. When he cuts off the head, he holds the head above high to show victory. When Mason wasn't able to take off Myles Garrett's helmet,
nope.
Myles Garrett was like, I'm going to show you what this taking off helmet
life is
like.
Oh, we're taking helmets off? That's the thing. Is that what we're doing? We're taking helmets off?
Okay. I'm going to show you how to take somebody's helmet off. Doesn't make either individual right. I'm just saying exactly what I saw. Once he takes the helmet off, everybody has a choice. Myles Garrett was chill at that point, to be honest. The lineman was holding him back.
He wasn't even fighting with the lineman holding him back.
Yeah, that could have been the end. Mason Rudolph runs over to Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett loses his discipline, hits him with the helmet. That's something that you cannot do. That's a weapon at that point.
There's a reason you've never seen anybody get hit with a helmet before.
Correct.
There's a reason.
Yes.
There's a reason you haven't seen that before.
Because it's a weapon at that point. Okay. However, I think Myles Garrett's suspension deserved. 6 games, I'm cool with that.
I want Mason to get 2.
Mason got to at least get 1 or 2 games.
I want to get 2. I want Mason to get 2. So there's a couple things. Number one, Mason Rudolph, if you don't want your helmet taken off, don't try to take somebody's helmet off. Number two, we've watched a lot of baseball in our lives, right? When a baseball pitcher throws at a hitter, and the hitter's upset, and he wants to fight the pitcher, see what he does before he fights the pitcher?
Drop the bat.
Drops the bat.
Yeah.
Why does he drop the bat?
Because it's a weapon.
It's a weapon. So,
hockey fight, drop the sticks.
Drop the gloves and the sticks. Like, there's a reason. Like, it's like, you drop the bat when you're a hitter. You've got a weapon in your hand, and you're going to fight somebody. You know what you do first? You lose the weapon. So, I think that as much as you and I both want to point the finger at Mason Rudolph, you also have to be like Myles Garrett. Like, you can drop the helmet. You can drop the helmet and then throw him a punch. That's fine. That's, you know, I can't say that's what I would have done. I'm not good enough to play in the NFL. That's what he should have done.
Well, on the football field, they're wearing pads and they're wearing helmets. Therefore, if you don't have on your helmet, you probably shouldn't be running up on anyone. What about that logic?
You know what I want to say is the goofiest thing about the whole situation? When Mason Rudolph gets hit in the head with the helmet,
he turned to
the referee. No, they don't have 15-point penalties. What do you want, yards? What do you want, 15 yards? You can throw a first down? What are you doing? What do you want? Like, what do you want the ref to do? Ref's in there looking at him like, no, this has nothing to do with me. You want me to blow my whistle? You want me to blow my whistle and have him stop hitting you in the head with a helmet?
So on our KRS-One, we're not promoting violence. We're just having some fun.
We're having some conversation about it.
But I do believe Myles Garrett lost his discipline, used a helmet as a weapon, and deserved to be suspended 6 games. Yeah. This conversation about he should be arrested.
That part was funny. It's like, Miss Rudolph will not pursue charges. It's like, of course he won't. What do you want to get for jaywalking? What are you going to get J.R. Smith for marijuana possession? Like, what are you doing? What are you talking about? Will not pursue charges. Of course he won't pursue charges. What do you want? Assault? You going to sit in court? What are you going to do? Mason?
Jalen,
is there any other old-ass stories you want to talk about?
So, again, we're not condoning what Myles Garrett did. He deserves his suspension. But this idea that he should be so very vilified and that he should be put under the jail is a little extra, a lot extra. And Mason Rudolph should have got at least one game.
My favorite part is they're like, and he'll be suspended indefinitely the rest of the season, including playoffs. Like, the Browns ain't making the playoffs. It's like, including playoffs. Like, oh, really? You're talking about the Browns in the playoffs now? If they make the playoffs, Miles Garrett will not be available. Like, okay, great. It's like, okay.
They gonna make the playoffs.
Jalen, so that machine in front of you, this big silver machine, it records your voice? And then Reggie records your voice and then puts it on a podcast. The podcast gets distributed anywhere.
And this is live on IG Interactive.
Anywhere. So say that again, what you just said. Say, this is what my wife said to me one time. I got in trouble. Say what you just said again.
Shout to Danny F. Wang.
Say what you just said again.
Off the top of my head, shout to Big Crown, producer of the program.
That's my guy.
For years.
Big Crown works harder in the show than we do.
I would say off the top of my head that I believe the Cleveland Browns have a weak schedule.
No, they got the weakest schedule in the NFL.
And therefore, I believe they're going to make the playoffs.
Jalen, you can't take it back. Reggie's not going to edit this part out. You can't take that back.
No.
So you think they're going to make the playoffs?
Talk to me about the AFC.
I'll look at my phone
Talk
right
to me
now.
About the AFC.
I'll look at my phone
and,
right now.
And while you look at the phone, I got to just continue to say something because it makes me so happy to say it.
What?
Lamar and the Ravens are for the culture. I love them so much.
Okay.
John Harbaugh's my guy. I need to go to a practice.
They won't let you in. So Patriots in. Ravens in. Chiefs in. Colts in.
How many times was that? Was that 1, 2, 3, 4?
And then we got Bills, Texans, Raiders, Steelers, Titans, Browns. So you're going to tell me.
So
you're going to tell me the Browns are sitting at 4-6. Let's say they win out. Let's say the Browns and Baker Mayfield win 10 straight games. They still ain't making the playoffs.
Did you just say the Titans are in one of those spots?
Yeah.
They
got a better record than the Browns.
The Titans.
They have a better record than the Browns.
Are the Titans currently in the playoff picture?
No.
Okay. What about the Steelers?
No. Or the Raiders. None of them are in the playoff picture right now. Do they make the playoff
talk? I tried, Cleveland.
As many times as you make us run back things that you say that were right, I'm gonna run that every day.
No, you can
run it every day.
You can run this.
Making the playoffs.
You just gave me facts of the standings.
It ain't happening.
Off the top of my head, I wanted to put them in, but as you tell me the AFC playoff picture, they ain't getting
it. I do want to say this. Thank you so much, Alec and Iran, for giving us the international call. I guess we're doing International Tuesdays. We didn't have a meeting about it. No one sent any emails. Reggie's just going to, you know, he's mutiny Reggie.
You know, shout to 42 Belly that just reminded me of something that's a great idea.
Now we're giving shout outs. I'm going to shut down this computer. Where's Taylor? I'm going to smash that computer with your baseball bat.
Guess what I watched the day before yesterday?
Power?
Classic.
Power?
Paid in full.
And
it makes me happy to watch it.
It makes me happy that you're happy. I love you, Jalen. We'll be back tomorrow.
I gotta watch Belly.
Why is that, KRS? We're not
done. We're not done. We're not done.
Got to give the people. Give people what they want.
They my little guys. I love them.
All I care about is my nipples. Seriously. 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 Seriously.